This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Washington Rural Jobs Act is a bill proposing a mix of federal and state resources to fund economic development in the state's rural areas. One of the sponsors of House Bill 1422 is Aberdeen Representative Jim Walsh, who says it could be of help to some ag firms looking for assistance.
It actually uses federal dollars from a U.S. Department of Agriculture program. So, it's actually based on that. Now, the lender are not limited to ag firms, but that is the origin of the money. And so, the spirit of the thing is to look at ag and ag-related businesses. And in our area, out on the coast, I mean, you might be looking at some commercial fisheries and fisheries-related businesses, too.
Walsh says the bill gives a nudge to financial institutions.
It's a mix of resources from the state and federal level, but I should emphasize, what it does is basically it incentivizes private lenders to come into the place. So come into the space, as they say. They like using this term space, rural small business space. The actual entities making the loans are private firms. So people use the term venture capital sometimes to describe what's going on. It's not strictly speaking venture capital, but it's like venture capital.
He says the bill has strong bipartisan support and now waits for executive action by the committee.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.